Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with highs around 95. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 64. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance of rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 85. Mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear Thursday with daytime highs approaching 91. 96 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 80 degrees.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is KQNK News on Classic Hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A former Kansas police officer pleads not guilty to a federal child pornography charge. Tyler White entered that plea Wednesday during his first appearance in federal court. He was fired from the Parsons Police Department after his arrest last month. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 3.4% in July compared to last year. That's down slightly from June's numbers. However, inflation is still higher than before the war began. Back in February. The latest numbers from KDHE show Kansas now has 748 cases of cyclosporiasis, and that's up from 615 cases reported last week. It's connected to the national outbreak linked to recalled lettuce from Mexico. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard says the agency ended fiscal year 2025 with $24 million in unused funding from its intellectual and developmental disability and physical disability waiver programs. Howard says KDADS added 200 slots to the IDD waiver program and eliminated the physical disability waiver waiting list as directed by the legislature. During the 2026 legislative session, KDADS requested permission to use the remaining $24 million to help prevent waiting lists from developing in other home and community-based services programs, including the frail, elderly, and brain injury waivers. The legislature approved that request, allowing the agency to redirect the one-time savings to those programs. Howard says KDADS shares lawmakers' goal of reducing the remaining IDD waiting list. She says further progress will require the legislature to appropriate additional funding when lawmakers return to Topeka in January. Several communities in central Kansas are receiving a share of more than $37 million in federal funding for transportation and pedestrian safety projects. Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas Department of Transportation announced funding for 33 projects through the state's Transportation Alternatives Program. Among the projects closest to our area, Ellsworth will receive $105,000. For sidewalk crossing improvements along Douglas Avenue. Great Bend is receiving funding for two projects totaling $668,000. That includes $356,000 for pedestrian safety and accessibility improvements along Forest Avenue and $312,000 $100,000 for pedestrian crossing improvements downtown. In Junction City, the city will receive $740,000 for sidewalk improvements. Other regional awards include $806,000 for McPherson to continue work on a multi-use path and $682,000 for Inman for Main Street streetscape and pedestrian safety improvements. The Transportation Alternatives Program supports projects aimed at making it easier and safer to walk, bike, and travel through Kansas communities. KDOT selected 33 projects from 40 applications, considering factors including safety, community need, project readiness, and geographic distribution. Kansas job seekers will have another opportunity to connect with employers later this month without having to leave home. Lieutenant Governor and Commerce Secretary David Tolan says Kansas Works will host its August virtual statewide job fair August 27th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The online event will feature employers from a variety of industries with jobs available across the state. Job seekers will be able to fill out applications, chat live with participating employers, and potentially take part in interviews during the event. Participants are encouraged to dress professionally and be prepared for an interview. The online job fair portal also includes a training video for job seekers, a list of participating employers, and information on how to take part. The event can be accessed from a computer, tablet, or other digital device. Anyone needing accommodation because of a disability can contact their nearest workforce center before the event. Registration is required for the August 27th virtual statewide job fair, even for those who have participated in previous Kansas Works job fairs. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
According to the unofficial minutes from the August 10th USD 211 Board of Education meeting, board members present were Kate Sprigg, Mitch Lowry, Dina Winty, Ryan Katz, Shanna Clark, and DJ Frick. Others present include Superintendent Corey Roy, Board Clerk Gina Riley, Principals Troy Keyswetter, Bobby Murray, and Logan Katz, and Patron Courtney Poor. The board approved the consent agenda, including minutes from the July 13th regular meeting and July 21st special meeting, bills and transfers, and the August meeting agenda. The district approved $360,486.09 in expenses and $679,767.44 in payroll, for a combined total of $1,040,253.53. Superintendent Roy discussed the Kansas Association of School Boards convention coming up in November and invited board members to attend the district's back-to-school session for staff on August 17th. Board President Kate Sprigg volunteered to give the welcome. The board approved updated meal prices for the school year. Adult breakfast will be $3.65. Adult lunch will be $5.15, and milk will cost 60 cents. Board members also approved district and Board of Education goals for the 26-27 school year. The district will continue its annual appreciation recognition displayed in the lobby of Stoll Gymnasium. A committee of high school student leaders and community members will nominate an individual or group that has provided outstanding support to district students. During board reports, members discussed updates from the North Central Kansas Special Education Cooperative. The board was also reminded that the Norton Police Department and Norton County Coalition Against Drugs and Alcohol will host guest speaker Tony Hoffman on August 26th at Stoll Gymnasium. The public event runs from 6 to 7:30 with free hamburgers and hot dogs beginning at 5:15. The board reviewed information for the district's upcoming budget process. A special meeting is scheduled for August 24th with discussion of building needs assessments and district goals beginning at 6:30 p.m. The revenue neutral rate hearing will follow at 7 with the budget hearing at 7:10. Board members also discussed possible future capital improvement projects. Replacing the bleachers at Stoll Gymnasium was identified as a high priority, shorter-term project. Longer-term possibilities include replacing an activity bus, and constructing an additional building to provide more space for Eisenhower Elementary, pre-K programs, and other district needs. The board approved the district's school wellness policies with an update naming Leah Harding as chairperson. The classified staff handbook was also approved. For personnel, the board approved Tracy Delmont as freshman class sponsor, and reassigned Sam Elzinga from assistant forensics coach to head forensics coach at Norton Community High School. The meeting was adjourned with no additional business. That concludes the unofficial minutes from the August 10th USD 211 Board of Education meeting. A visitation for Dan Walter, 73 of Norton, will be held from 10 to 11 a.m. Wednesday, August 19th at the Norton Christian Church. Funeral services will follow at 11 a.m. also at the church. A private family burial will be held in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to Next Step Ministries and International Justice Mission and may be sent in care of Plumer Gobber Funeral Home. Condolences may be left at plumergobber.com. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
USDA meteorologist Brad Ruby provides condition ratings for the U.S. corn crop as of August 16th.
Corn condition, the national number, 60% good to excellent, 15% very poor to poor on August 16th. Both of those numbers represent a 1-point decline from last week's numbers, 61% good to excellent and 14% very poor to poor. Also, if you compare that to last year at this time, we were sitting much better at 71% good to excellent and just 8% very poor to poor. We talked about some of those Western Corn Belt states showing some of the stress from the heat and dryness a little bit earlier in the growing season. That really does show up in the numbers this week, where we see North Dakota coming in this week at 31% of the corn rated very poor to poor, South Dakota at 28%. If you go far outside the Corn Belt and get into some of the non-traditional corn states, we've got much higher numbers. Colorado this week, 56% of the corn rated very poor to poor, and North Carolina, which was beset with heat and drought earlier in the season when the crop was at a critical stage, 49% very poor to poor.
Thanks, Brad. Rising labor input and regulatory costs are making it harder for U.S. fruit and vegetable growers to recover expenses and remaining competitive. Since 2010, U.S. fruit production has declined 32%, while vegetable production has fallen 10%. Meanwhile, fresh fruit and vegetable imports have both increased about 70%. Imports remain important for filling seasonal gaps and providing consumers with year-round supplies, but growing volumes around during U.S. harvest period can add price pressure when domestic growers are selling highly perishable crops. The impact varies by commodity, with import competition affecting markets including lettuce, cabbage, blueberries, strawberries, and tomatoes. The challenge is essentially significant because growers often have only a short window to market their crops and can't simply store fresh produce until prices improve. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. For this afternoon, in the vicinity of a weak upper-level trough, we do pick up a slight chance for some shower and storm activity, mainly for extreme north-central into northeastern portions of Kansas, especially in areas closest to the Nebraska border region. And then for tonight, as a cold frontal boundary and low-pressure system make some more southern progress, we do have that chance for some scattered shower and storm activity for tonight across much of central into northern portions of the state. And for Wednesday, best chances for showers and storms, especially for central and northern Kansas early on. For northwest Kansas, for this afternoon, expecting a good deal of sunshine with high temperatures climbing up into the middle to upper 90s, but closer to 100 over to near Hill City. We'll have our winds eventually switching to the north, kicking up to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Into north-central Kansas for this afternoon, a very slight chance for an isolated shower or storm. Otherwise, we'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures working up into the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. With our winds eventually turning to the northeast at 10 to 15. For northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a very slight chance for a shower or storm in areas closest to the Nebraska border region, otherwise sunny to partly cloudy, high temperatures working up into the lower 90s for Topeka, but closer to 100 back to near Salina. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. For southeastern Kansas, for this afternoon, on the hot side, mostly sunny, upper 90s to lower 100s, with south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For south-central Kansas, for this afternoon, hot conditions, with highs from 103 to 107. Breezy south-southwest winds 10 to 20. And on the hot side for southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, highs from 102 to 105. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
School buses are on the roads again.
The arm on the bus pops out at stop, flashing lights in your sights. The arm on the bus pops out at stop and sometimes takes your picture.
Red flashing lights and the stop arm mean stop.
The driver in the car is late for work, goes on past way too fast. The driver in the car is late for work. Uh-oh, he got caught.
Avoid a costly fine and possibly deadly mistake.
The ticket's gonna cost $400, that's a lot, and it sucks. The ticket's gonna cost $400, and that's a chunk of change.
Obey school bus stop arms. Keep children safe.
What will you do when you see the sign? Will you stop and avoid a fine? What will you do when you see the sign? S-T-O-P, stop, stop!
Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
Thanks for listening to KQNK News, serving classic hits Q106.7 and Superstar Country 102.5. Stay connected to your community 24/7 at kqnk.com and never miss a beat. Grab the free KQNK app for your smartphone.
The High Plains Classic Hits, Q106.7.